The rocket attacks in Iraq happened on the final day of President Bush's state visit to Britain. The trip had been planned as a celebration of victory in Iraq, but has turned into a crisis summit, and there have been massive street protests against the president. Today, President Bush travels to Prime Minister Tony Blair's home district, Sedgefield. John Micklethwaite is the U.S. editor of The Economist, and Simon Hoggart is a columnist for The Guardian. Simon, how successful was President Bush's visit?
Well, more than most people thought, and he clearly seemed to be having a tremendous time at the various banquets and formal events. And the big march, the very big march through London yesterday, which attracted somewhere between 100,000 and 200,000 people, passed off without much incident. It was a fairly downbeat kind of affair. They ended rather absurdly, I thought, by pulling down a statue of George Bush, rather a bad statue, which was meant to echo the toppling of the statue of Saddam Hussein, which is, what if you think of President Bush? He's not to be compared with Saddam Hussein. But nevertheless, I think they will be pleased that it did not create anything like the chaos in London that at one time was predicted.
John Micklethwaite, what do you think President Bush accomplished on this trip?
Well, I think he had two challenges. The first one was, you know, a vast amount of English people thought that he was a moron. But you look at the polls, it showed 40% of people saying they thought he was stupid. Merely by coming across and by being reasonably eloquent, by making even good jokes, and by making a rather good speech about democracy, I think he's pushed that back quite a long way. But the deeper challenge, which is just simply the large amount of British people who disagree with him, that still stands. And in a sense, you can see it in Simon and my newspapers this morning. The Economist has a sort of fairly robust defence of Bush and Blair's policy. And The Guardian has a leader called Reaping the Whirlwind, saying that some of the problems to do with the bombs in Turkey are the result of Bush and Blair's speech. And that division in Britain still very much exists.
Simon, you agree not many minds were changed about Iraq?
I think that's a very good point about Bush's speech. But behind the scenes, behind all this state flummery and so forth, it was interesting that Blair got almost nowhere with the other important things, like the British suspects being held at Camp X-Ray. And more importantly, even than that, is the coming trade war over steel quotas, which Bush has imposed. And I found it rather chilling attending the press conference yesterday that both Blair and Bush pushed on this really critical issue, could only stand there saying, well, this will be addressed in a timely fashion.
John, yesterday's bombings in Istanbul, Turkey, probably didn't help make Britons more receptive to President Bush's policies.
Well, I think it polarised them once again. You've got a very, very firm reply from Blair and from people who support him, well, particularly on the aspect of the war, saying, you know, this is exactly why we need to stand up to these people. On the other side, the protesters last night tended to say, look, this is what happens if you follow an American hegemony. This is what happens if you stir up a rat's nest in Iraq. There's a rather strange change in opinion in a weird way, whereby the radical idealistic side, to some extent, is now coming from the right. They're the people who are saying that we can somehow introduce democracy to the Middle East. And the realpolitik Kissingerian side is somewhat coming from the left, saying we shouldn't touch these things and it's all very difficult.
John, Simon raised the point about Prime Minister Blair. What did or didn't President Bush's visit do for Prime Minister Blair?
There are sort of whispers about maybe something coming out about the prisoners in Guantanamo Bay, which is a much, much bigger issue over here than it is in America. I mean, over here you find almost unanimous condemnation of America on that issue, with not just newspapers like Simon's and mine, but also ones like the Daily Mail, saying it's wrong that Britons should be treated in a completely different way to people like John Walker Lind. Blair needs to get something on that, and so far he hasn't.
Simon, do you think the street protests had any impact on either Blair or Bush?
Oh, I doubt it very much indeed. In fact, I know from talking to White House press corps who are out here in Britain, the whole tone of the visit has been much more agreeable for President Bush than they had expected. They thought it would be far more cantankerous, far more confrontational than it has actually proved to be. No. Blair has long ago decided to ignore the word on the street, as it were, to ignore that kind of expression of public opinion. It's quite curious. He was always charged with being someone who is evasive, equivocal, insincere. And suddenly, as soon as something like this, like the response to the Twin Towers and so forth, comes up, he's completely sincere, absolutely direct in what he says. People tend to reject it and say, well, it's absolutely disgraceful. But frankly, Blair has gone all the way. He has proved that he is absolutely absolutely unconcerned with public opinion generally and with opinion in his own party, which can be much more threatening to him directly. He's absolutely certain that he's right, and he shows no sign whatever in changing, even as a result of vast marches or indeed increasing rebellions within his own party in Parliament.
Simon Hoggart is a columnist for The Guardian. John Micklethwaite is the U.S. editor of The Economist.